more entertaining fair again. Daryl, your views on today's 2-2 draw?
Yeah, not happy. Not happy. First half for me, not a lot in the game, but defensively very, very poor. Weren't happy. Second half, I thought played some outstanding football, but not getting too many patterns on the back for a draw at home from me. I thought we wasn't aggressive enough first half, paid them too much respect, albeit switched off on a set piece again, and then they score a deflection where we can do better, and all of a sudden you're chasing a game again at home, and then the response is emphatic, and we were really unlucky not to win the game in the end, but you can't be sloppy like that.
You've shown two weekends running, though, here at home, the ability to bounce back against a side in the top seven.
Yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction, don't get me wrong. But you're not going to see me too happy with our own point, certainly with the way I thought we defended first half. So it was probably a good game to watch for the neutral. Port Vale are a good team, obviously that's why they're up there at the minute, but for me I wanted more. I wanted to be on the front foot early doors, and I thought it took us too long to get going and not being aggressive enough with what we needed to do. That's with and without the ball first half, by the way, and not just about being better than your man, being aggressive with the ball. And then second half demanded more. Half time, weren't happy, got the response you want as a manager, so yeah, we'll take a point.
Yeah, the second half's similar, I suppose, to Northampton, in that you were really on the front foot, really offensively going forward, and I don't know how Adebayo didn't get his second of the game.
You got to give the goalie, I suppose, a bit of credit, but I thought Adebayo has been outstanding for the last two games, and when he plays like that, got to keep that consistency levels. But there was a lot of good performances out there. I thought Rory Alden as well was superb as well. So there's always positives and negatives to take in the game, but certainly my players don't get too many pats on the back for a home point.
I want to touch, if I can, on those two players, because they have been under fire for parts of the season, Rory Holden and Elijah Adebayo, but the last two weekends at least, they've put in some really fine performances.
Longer than that, I'm not having that. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Listen, Holden for me for the last 4 months has been absolutely outstanding, so I'm not having the last two games. He's been outstanding on a consistent basis for a while now. With Adebayo, agree. But we've chatted with him, working on him. He's still a young boy that's not played anywhere near. I don't think he's even got 40 games yet under his belt. And he's ever growing. He's a confidence player. So with somebody like that, giving them a volley and putting an arm around him is a difficult balance to do. But like I say, I've touched him into the week. Touched on it in the week. Say, just get in the zone, Adebayo. Just find what gets you ticking, ready for kickoff. And I think that's what he's done in the last two performances, which has been pleasing to see.
What does it tell you about your side in that you can mix it with these sides in the top places?
That's what we're trying to build a football club towards, too, isn't it? But the improvements, we've got to keep improving, keep working away. And certainly, we look a better team on the eye when we play the football that we should be playing, and that needs to be on a consistent basis. And it's one of those leagues where you've got to grind out points, you've got to find different ways of winning, but certainly at home we want to be on the front foot and playing more of that sort of football that we did second half against Northampton and second half at Port Vale today.
And it was a lot more of an attacking formation you played today.
It is, certainly. As I said last week, I thought the elements and what they were, the strengths, we had to be very careful. But as it happens, I needed to change it to get back in the game. Today, I didn't necessarily need a lot of changes. You know, Josh going down with cramps, so we don't want to take no risk there. There's a few tweaks there. But other than that, now he's an attack-minded team, and we certainly played some decent football.
Fans will be wondering where Liam Roberts was today.
He's been unbelievably ill this week. It was a decision. Liam's done nothing wrong. And it was last 2 days, we've wheeled him out in training. He's looked like he's lost half a stone, a good stone in weight, so he's really struggling. So having a chat with Mike yesterday, he didn't feel he'd be anywhere near 100%. So Rosie comes in, to cover that. So, but certainly, hopefully, he'll be back soon.
Thank you, Dale.
And Rosie's coming in and made a good save in the 87th minute.
I thought he'd get started the game sloppily, but had done a good couple of saves in the second half, which goalies are paid to do. So we got two, I think, decent keepers that are working hard, and it's just a shame that they missed it today on illness.
And with Rory Holden, it's, as you say, the last 3 or 4 months he's been playing well. It's not just the position change, because he has played, i.e. first half today, in right midfield and played well as well. So what is it that has changed with him?
I think he's always been a good player, and I think he's a young lad developing, unfortunately. going to break people's hearts. It takes a bit of time, doesn't it? And what happens is that, you know, they go through spells with that. But mentally, I think he's coming through it very, very, very good, because he's always been a technically very gifted player. And I think the fans are starting to appreciate him a lot more of why we've been patient with him, because he has the ability.
And when you see that change in the fans starting to appreciate a player who obviously has the ability, that must be nice as a manager to see fans taking to a player.
Yeah, I know, but I keep analysing too, is that, listen, when ourselves have been higher up the pyramid, okay, and then you get themselves back in, we're back in League Two, all of a sudden a lot of the questions are the mindset, and you know, fans are always going to be impatient in those situations. And that's not having a dig, by the way, that's every club up and down the country when clubs have been higher up the pyramid. And with that, you have to, like I say, work with players a lot, be patient with players, work on the mental side of the games, and obviously the tactical element of the game as well, to try and get results as a manager, because you can't keep coming out and going, well, we're working, developing, we're developing. But that's what we've got to keep seeing, that them improvements.
And you say you're disappointed with the defence. The first goal was a cross in again, which I know you've been doing a lot of work on.
Yeah, no, it's slack. It's slack by us, not good enough. Do you know what I mean? I did for the deflection as well. Mm-hmm. It weren't good goals that we conceded just lately. So sometimes that's the balance of picking a very attack-minded team to a robust team. So you could get the balance right. It's never easy for a manager, but you want fans to come to their home games to enjoy a game as well.
That's all for me.
Just getting back to Rory briefly, I know because of the sort of personnel problems you've had in terms of wingers, you had to play him out wide a bit. He's also played in midfield, but today in the hole in that second half, do you think that might be his best?
It is, but I like that flexibility to be able to, this is no disrespect, change within a game. You know, we've Guthrie and Kinsella in there, and I know they were going to play a three-man midfield. We lost the midfield a little bit in the first half, but I thought that was our slack play. With Rory on the pitch enables me to quickly change into a 4-2-3-1 when need be, that we've worked on. So it just gives me that option, to flexible, because he can get himself in good positions. I think he creates the first goal, doesn't he, in a 4-4-2 with a shot that we score from. So that versatility is important for him to be able to change shape when we need to, because you see with Danny, you see the quality he possesses. He's the real one that can get us playing football. This is no disrespect to the other lads. Kinsella's a neat and tidy, but he's a dog. Sinclair's a dog. Sharon's a dog, do you know what I mean? So when we get Danny on, we play better football, and he gets the rest of the team playing. But with that, you lose a bit of legs in midfield.